You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 3rd of February 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week and the weekend is almost here and you're either listening in the lunch hour or perhaps driving your car home from work, maybe listening to this on the archives over the weekend. But we know why you're here today. You're here to listen to my co-host all the way from Texas, Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, good day, sir. How is life treating you?
We're doing okay. I tell you what, you know, of course, I'm frozen in here. Been frozen in here for like 2 or 3 days. And I just want to personally thank President Xi of China, because we wouldn't be able to bring this show to you, the listeners, except we're having to, you know, bounce off of a server from TikTok, you know, and use the secret Chinese weather balloon satellite thing to relay all of this. This is... We're bouncing off the secret Chinese weather balloon, spy balloon thing. This is how we're able to bring the show to y'all this week. So, yes, thank you, Sven, for once again a Daily Nationalist on Friday. And thank you, President Xi of China, for making this all possible.
Well, it's certainly entertaining, isn't it? This weather balloon floating there across America that obviously the BBC and the American mainstream media are trying to portray it as this super sinister spy balloon. And all it is a weather balloon. But that's not what we're going to be talking about today. We are today going to be talking about gay pride parades and should four-year-old children be forced to go to them. A devout Christian who claims her four-year-old son was compelled to take part in an LGBT pride parade is suing the school in the first case of its kind in the UK. Izzy Montagu, 38, said she was told by the head teacher of Heavers Farm Primary School in South Norwood, South East London, that her son could not opt out of the event in June 2018. The school sent a letter to parents on June 19th, inviting them to partake in a pride march and celebrate the differences that make them and their family special. So really sort of double wording here, isn't it, where they're saying, we're just going to invite you to partake and celebrate the differences, where it's not really an invitation. The child is forced to go to this. The child was compelled to go to this and to show their support for homosexual lifestyles, basically. Not something that a four-year-old child should really know anything about, what goes into a homosexual lifestyle. Yet he was going to be compelled to wave the flag, which is associated with that. And one point about this that I did want to highlight is the fact that the devout Christian is black. And once again, we see African Christians or Christians of African heritage shaming the European Christians. I mean, why wasn't it a European ethnicity woman that was complaining about this? Why does it have to be a black African woman? The same as these African countries that are refusing to promote homosexuality in their countries and are being told that they're not going to get any foreign aid because of it. And they stand up and they say, well, we don't want this. We don't agree with this. Why are you forcing this onto us? We do not agree with it. And unfortunately, this is the sort of thing that is now being forced onto people in Britain and America. They started out saying, well, we love is love. We just want to be able to do our own things and adults can do what they want in their bedrooms. And then it changed to, oh, well, we just want to have marriage. We just want to be able to call what we do together marriage, just the same as between a man and a woman. And then they want to teach the children about this. Then they want drag queens need to have access to children. And now you have four-year-olds that are literally being forced to show their support for the homosexual agenda. I'm very pleased that somebody is actually taking this to court, but why is this the first time that somebody has done this? Grandpa, what do you make of this news story?
Remember when we were all laughed out for talking about the slippery slope just a few years ago, and yet, as you've just pointed out, here we are. I always find it humorous when you look at the names of these schools, because they're obviously, the school was established years ago. Heva's Farm Primary School. Heva's Farm. What are they farming? I mean, what are they farming now but gay anal for the kids? Your tots, your four-year-olds have got to learn gay anal. That's the only way to diversity. Diversity and inclusion. I'll take it one step further with what you pointed out here, that the woman bringing the suit here is of African heritage, shall we say. And you have to look at it a step further than that. Literally, I mean, if you do like the look at the, say, for instance, libs of TikTok videos or whatever, and these lunatic teachers are always forcing all this, people always forcing it, it's always generally white women forcing these, you know, and people can get offended at that, and you know, it can upset you. And I can understand being upset over that. But the truth is the truth. When it's a painful truth, it's harder to accept. But that's the reality. So you have a situation here where you have this, you know, black Christian woman, and she's saying, no, I'm not, I don't want my four-year-old to learn about gay anal. And it's being pushed and promoted by these, you know, white women running these schools. I don't know. I wish her luck with her lawsuit. I don't have a lot of faith in that, but I mean, at least she's trying to push back. I don't know. And you can answer this here in a minute when I finish rambling, Sven. But I don't know if homeschooling is actually a thing in Britain. And I mean, people have talked here, like people do it here in the U.S. And, you know, people talked about homeschooling, you know, for years, you know, but things weren't comical. You know, people would talk about, oh, I homeschool my kids like 10 years ago. And everybody'd be like, well, you know, I'm not going to do that. It's too much trouble. And, you know, the argument is usually about, you know, socialization. You know, your kids are going to be weird because they're not socializing. You know, they got to learn to socialize with other people. And that might have seemed. That might have seemed like a legitimate article. A legitimate argument, say 10 years ago, but it's not now. I mean, you can't say, you know, what kind of socializing is your 4-year-old learning when they're being forced to do the pride? You know, and listen, you know, like again, they put this rainbow crap on here and all of this, you know. And I say it not to be crude, as I say it to be realistic, because they do. They dress this up in unicorns. I think it's really sinister that they always use all of these childlike symbology, the rainbow, and they'll put little unicorns on there. And we're talking about pride, and they try to dress all this up. It's gay anal. We're talking about, you know, man on man anal, or when they get a little older, the females can cut their breasts off. Again, I'm not trying to be sharp. I'm not trying to be crude or vulgar. It's just the fact that they always dress this up in these harmless looking things, and they try to dress it up. And there's something to be said for speaking the truth. There's something to be said for what we're actually talking about. You know, they're dressing this up about pride and inclusion and celebrating the differences that make them all and their family special. But you see, this woman, this child, and this woman in this story, she doesn't want her family to be a part of this. But you see, that's apparently a difference. You're not. It's always the inversion. It's not a difference that's to be celebrated. They talk about celebrating our differences and inclusion. But what that really means is you have to do what we say. Like I said, they say virtually, they say you're invited, but you've got to come. And that's how it always works with these people. It's we're celebrating our differences and what makes us all special. Well, she doesn't want to be a part of gay anal for her 4-year-old, understandably so. But see, that's not to be celebrated. You're not allowed to do that. You have to celebrate. You have to be a part of it. They're always backwards. They talk about differences. They talk about diversity. They talk about inclusion. And it's just the opposite. They want everybody to think like them. They want everybody to accept their narratives. They want everybody to go along with what they say. They are the ultimate, just like, little tin pot miniature authoritarians. They want everybody to be forced to agree with them and to parrot what they tell them to do. They don't want diversity. It's not about accepting and celebrating differences, because they're not celebrating this woman's difference of opinion. Instead, as usual, they're trying to force her to go along, do what they say you're supposed to do.
Well, of course, they would then argue with that, and they would say, well, you're the one that's linking these sexual acts to this. But the fact of the matter is that that's what a homosexual is defined by. The very fact that they engage in homosexual acts, and you are then linking that with things like rainbows and unicorns, which are all aimed at children. It is therefore linking children to these homosexual activities that should not be taking place until somebody is over the age of consent. And yes, there has been a huge boom in homeschooling over here in Britain. We're not yet like Sweden and Germany, where homeschooling is banned, but there have been lots and lots of people that are now homeschooling their children. Of course, the problem with that is you get people that maybe they're not that clever, not that well learned, and they worry that they're not going to be up to the task of teaching the children, and that is a worry. And then you have the worry about the socialization aspect that you're talking about there, Grandpa. But there has still been like a massive boom in homeschooling, and there was even I even heard the other day about a group of them that all got together, parents that were against vaccination, and they had pretty much set up their own private school. So it wasn't like it's not like the parents are just educating their own kids now. If they've got educators in the community, then they will be educating a group of children from families that wish to opt out. So perhaps we might see something along those lines, more schooling like that along those lines in the future. I think it's something we're definitely going to see. The more we see things like LGBTQ and whatever else they want to add to that being forced upon these children. Well, a week later, after the invitation, Mrs. Montagu contacted the school and asked for her son to be excused attendance on June 29th, as she was concerned about him being involved in a public display of adherence to views which she did not accept. Mrs. Montagu's request was refused by head teacher Susan Pappas, so the parent replied with a lengthy email on July 13th, Central London County Court heard. At the start of the eight-day case, Judge Christopher Letham described Mrs. Montagu and her husband as devout, born-again Christians, adding, "They bear a belief that sexual relations should be abstained from or take place within a lifelong marriage between a man and a woman, and any activity outside those confines is sinful." And they also say that pride is considered to be the most serious of the seven deadly sins. And this really gets to the point here. You know, we're supposed to have religious protections, and this woman's religion should be protected. These are her beliefs. And the state is not saying that you are not allowed to teach your children religion yet. So obviously they are her children. She wants them to be brought up in a born again Christian way. And these are the beliefs that sexual relations should be abstained from, apart from within a marriage between a man and a woman. So therefore, she should be able to withdraw her child from going to a parade where they are celebrating sex outside of marriage between a man and a man, which in the Bible is defined as a sin. So they're effectively saying they want this child to be praising a sin, going on a parade that celebrates this sin, and also what she's saying here about pride, and you shouldn't have pride. No, of course they're probably talking about a different sense of pride, like you can take be proud of your accomplishments, you can take pride in something that you're doing. You know, you want to make something the best that you can possibly make it. But what gay pride is about, basically, when they thought up the idea of gay pride, what they wanted to do was, they thought, if we can be as shocking and as scandalous as possible on one day a year, and we can just be as risque and as lewd as possible, and the public see that, that means when the public sees us and we're just holding hands, or we're just walking along together, or maybe just kissing one another, they're not going to be so offended, because they would have already seen all this shocking stuff at gay pride. So what the gays were trying to do was to push the Overton window with the gay pride. So they wanted to be as scandalous and as shocking as they possibly could. And that's the origin of gay pride. And now what they're saying is, well, we need to get these children along to this, you know, along to this one day a year when homosexuals try to be as lewd and as scandalous and as shocking and as overtly homosexual as possible. So they're basically just trying to sexualize everything in a homosexual way. And now they're saying they want children to go along to it. And of course, gay pride has gone on from being one day a year to 1 week a year to 1 month a year to now being pretty much the whole summer. I mean, we've got this going on June the 10th and 29th, and it's gone on from just being people that attend these things, the public that go to attend these things, to children being forced to go along with this and to wave these flags, which is effectively, you know, saying that they support homosexuality. And, you know, it's a parent's right to bring their children up in the way they want them brought up. And it's their right to bring them up in the religion that they were brought up in. And what the state is saying here is that the homosexuals' rights to propagandize children is more important than a parent's right to bring up their child in the religion that they wish. And they're saying that it's more important than the parent's right to actually be a Christian, because they're saying this, she's saying this goes against Christian belief. This is sin. And yet she's being told, well, we don't care about that. You're going to have to show your support for something which is defined as being sin within the Bible. So, it is an interesting case here. And it's not as if this is cut and dried. It's not as if they're going to find that the school is right here, because it does bring up this, you know, who has more weight in law? Somebody's religion or somebody who is wanting to propagandize children. Interesting stuff. Anyway, Grandpa, what are your thoughts?
Well, again, I have very, very little faith in the court system. These discussions, again, always get bogged down because they've changed the meaning of the words. And you've touched on that here with the word pride, you know, and you know, they take these words and twist them. And you really see it with this agenda. Love. Love is love. Pride. They're talking about love. As well, we're talking about gay anal here. You know, is that what you define love as? Because that's what they are literally redefining love as in this case. If I was that woman, I would have just simply, you know, I mean, they said it was compulsory attendance to go to this thing. But what if she would have just said, well, my kid's sick that day? She called the school on that date and said, well, my child's sick. They can't come today. Point being, there are ways around this, and people should always, always come up out of it. Don't participate. You were talking about how, you know, the worries against homeschooling, you know, that they might not be up to task. But you see, as I said earlier, like with the socialization and all the rest of it, that goes out the window. I mean, you can't say, honestly, you would be you'd be better off just picking random people off the street to teach your kids. I mean, 10 years ago, you could make that argument. I don't think you can now, because we have all of these stories. If you sit there and take some random person off the street to teach your kid history, reading, writing, arithmetic, they're going to do a better job, for the simple fact that now the schools are focused on gay anal parades and teaching their kids, you know, all about pride of doing homosexual activity. And again, we're talking 4-year-olds here, folks. This isn't high schoolers, as you could say. Well, they're teens. They already know. They're doing this on top of, again, the slippery slope. I'm old. I'm getting, well, I still don't consider myself old, because I'm kind of in partial denial, but I'm getting older. I remember back, say, in the 90s, when you had these women going out, you know, and they were doing like these 4-year-old, you know, beauty pageants. You probably remember this event. And they would put up, like, they were putting these little girls, and they would do them in these beauty pageants, and they'd do their hair and cake all of this makeup on them. And people were really repulsed by that, you know, understandably so, because people were like, you know, you're taking a 4-year-old little girl and you're sexualizing her. You're caking all this makeup on her and having her dress in this way and parade around in these beauty pageants. Now, how far have we come? We have little boys dressed up the same exact way, and it's A-okay. It's pride. It's love. We've got to celebrate it. And it's being done in the school. There were never any of these little girl beauty pageants, creepy little girl beauty pageants that back in the 90s. At least they weren't doing them in the schools. Now you're doing all of this in the schools. You have the kids going around, you literally, I mean, as you pointed out, Sven, this stuff requires a sexual element. You can't sit here and say, well, y'all are just reading that into it. No, that is the requirement, because if you remove the sexual element to it, none of this makes any sense. What are you celebrating? What does all of this signify? What, you know, the whole acronym, the LGBTQ plus, the plus being the P, because they haven't quite gotten to just openly putting that there. But you read these stories, and you understand that's what the plus stands for. It's the P. You know, that if you remove the sexual element from it, then none of it has any meaning. What do any of those letters and that acronym stand for? Every single one of them is in relation to sexual activity. Again, folks, this is about 4-year-olds. This is a story about 4-year-old children being compelled, forced to do this. You know, this isn't like, well, you know, if you homeschool, you may not be up to the task of teaching them. If you teach them anything, you're doing a better job, because this is what the schools are focused on. And it's so important to them they're willing to go to court over. And we're talking about this woman is going to court and fighting this, and much applause to her. But the flip side of that coin is this agenda, and it's an agenda. You don't go to court over something that isn't part of your agenda. This agenda is so important to the school, they're going to court over it. This woman is saying, I have the right, I should have the human right, I should have the legal right, and this is should be a no-brainer. I have the legal right to have my religion respected, my religious views respected, and my kid not be at 4 years old indoctrinated into doing, you know, gay anal. And the school on the flip side of that is saying, no, you do not have that right. Your child should have to be forced to go and celebrate this. You have to be forced to participate. You have to be forced to bow to the beast. That's the way it works. You're supposed to be forced. So the school, it's important enough to the school that they're going to go to court and fight this. They're not going to just say, okay, yeah, okay, the school could have just as easily told the lady quietly, yeah, you can opt out. But you see, they didn't do that. And now they're going to stand their ground to the point of taking this to court. Now, again, we'll see how it plays out. I don't have very much faith in the court system. Hopefully they might get a decent judge, you know, and maybe things will go this lady's way. But all in all, it's going to change the direction of the agenda. It doesn't mean that, you know, the schools are going to quit doing this. They'll just find another way to work around it. They'll find another way to compel people to go along with this narrative.
Well, they're not just teaching the children about LGBTQ lifestyles, what have you. They're saying that they have to be celebrating it. They have to literally be celebrating it here. And what they're also doing by getting them to wave the unicorn flag, or the rainbow flag rather, and all these unicorn things, they're getting them to associate things that are associated with sexual acts which adults engage in. They're getting children to associate that with something to do with the school. Something safe, some interesting fun parade that they had at the school. So they have a little parade at the school with the rainbow flag. And then the child sees a gay pride parade outside, and they want to go to the gay pride parade. And then suddenly they're faced with half naked homosexuals engaging in lewd acts. I mean, it may be that they just have this simulated gay pride parade at the school that doesn't include that. But because the child has been shown that and told that this is a good thing, this is something the school does, when they see it outside the school, they're going to find that interesting as well. Like, you know, it's like encouraging children to go to places where adult things are going on. It's breaking down these boundaries that there are between children and sexualized adults, and sexualizing the children as well. Well, the court heard that Mrs. Montagu attended a meeting with Miss Pappas on September 19th, in which the head teacher's daughter wore a T-shirt with the slogan, "Why be racist, sexist, homophobic or transphobic when you could just be quiet?" Giving evidence, Mrs. Montagu told the court that prior to the incident, she had expressed concerns to her son's teacher about the type of books they were reading in class, including a same-sex family book. So you've got two things here that's going on here. You've got this attempt to shut down the argument just by name-calling. You've got the head teacher's daughter who has been indoctrinated into this, that if somebody has a different opinion to you, then just call them racist, sexist, homophobic, or what have you. And then it's like just assuming that that person who's been called these names, they don't have any logical arguments because they're not addressing them. They're just saying, well, you could just be quiet. So it's effectively saying that any argument against this is born out of some irrational phobia. And then the other side to this is that you've got this same-sex family book that is being taught in the schools. And we know about these sorts of books that are now being shown in the schools. They get read out every so often in videos from America. Homosexual books that are introducing children to graphic homosexual acts between children and adults. Actual pedophilia is in some of these books. That's probably not the case here, since the book is aimed at a four-year-old. But it is still talking about something that isn't naturally possible, is it? Two males cannot create a child. Two females cannot create a child. It has to be a male and a female. So they're basically trying to teach the children that it's possible two males to create a child together and have a family. So they're changing the definition of the word family here as well. And this has come about since the gay adoption thing, where homosexuals could adopt a child. And the logic there was to say, well, just as long as it's got two parents that love them, doesn't really matter that it's two parents, within quotes, of the same sex. Well, it does matter, because you need to have that male influence and that female influence, and it really needs to be your own parents. It needs to be your own flesh and blood, just for safety aspects. So what they've really done there is they've thrown out the requirement for a child to have an influence from both a female influence and a male influence, and they've thrown that out because that doesn't have as much weight as two homosexuals that wish to do the same as everybody else. So they've gone from this gay marriage thing to now gay adoption, and then from the gay adoption we now have this indoctrination of children that it's possible to have same-sex families, even though family means kinship, that you're related, you're kin, and this isn't actually possible. So they're trying to indoctrinate children with beliefs that aren't actually true. It's the same as when they tell children that people can actually change sex when they can't change sex. We're indoctrinating children into all these ideas and telling them that these things can happen when they can't happen, when they know they can't happen, and then they end up with this neurosis because the grown-ups are lying to them. They know the grown-ups are lying to them, but that's not supposed to happen because the grown-ups are supposed to be the good guys. They're the ones that are supposed to protect the children, but there they are lying to them about things like this. And of course, that leads to this rise in antidepressant use and children on antidepressants. I mean, you just don't know where it can go to from here, Grandpa, when you've literally got the teachers openly lying to children about sexual things like this, and then trying to force the children to go along and show their support for this. As I say, I'm very pleased this woman is taking this to court, and I hope she does win. But what are your thoughts on this, what happened here, Grandpa, with the headmistress and the T-shirt?
Well, I mean, it's just, again, it's just so typical. Look how upset they got. We, you know, it's up to people like us, man. It's up to the people in the alternative media to speak these truths. And you may think that, you know, people, y'all listening, y'all think, well, this doesn't really change anything, but it does. Somebody, words have power, and somebody needs to speak the truth. We point these things out, not to complain, not just a simply empty complaint, because somebody's got to speak the truth. They're drowning these kids in these lies, as you've pointed out with all of this nonsense. You got this whole, oh, I wore a T-shirt that says all of these gibberish words that no one even knows what it means. Homophobic? What are people afraid of homosexuals because they don't want their four-year-olds reading books about how to give an adult man a blowjob? I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be graphic, but as you said, Simon, we've seen the videos where people are reading content out of some of these books. Whether this particular book has that kind of content, I don't know. I'm not going to go find out. If it doesn't, don't worry. They'll get around. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm old enough. I've seen this. We've seen how far down the slippery slope we've gone. Look how upset. Look, there's the reality. They're introducing, they're forcing now, they're compelling people to go along with this. And as we've pointed out, as you've pointed out, Sven, this is all related to sexual activity. If you remove the sexual element, the sexual acts out of it, none of these letters mean anything. They're not talking about let's celebrate people that are in this type of working profession or people that it's all about the sex part. If you remove that, it doesn't make any sense. Here's what you got to understand. Predators go where the prey is. You're introducing, look how upset they got when people were calling them groomers on social media. You know you've hit the mark when you're taking that much flack. People on social media were calling them groomers, and look how irate they got over that. That's how you know you're near the target. Because if you're talking about promoting sex stuff to little kids, of course they're groomers. Of course that's what this is about. Why are they so obsessed with pushing this on children? Again, you could have random people teaching your kids. If this is what they're teaching, I'd rather have a qualified moron teaching my kids, you know, than people that are pushing this. At least a moron isn't going to be, you know, pushing this weird degenerate stuff on them. You know, predators go where the prey is. If they're promoting this stuff in the schools, you know, I'm sorry, but not very far off. You can bet there's wolves circling those sheep. You know, they're not going to go where there's not. That's just the way it is. And again, this is highlighted, I think, by how upset and how irate they got when people were mocking them and calling them groomers.
Well, of course, we're not saying that everybody that is teaching this or promoting this, that they're all groomers or molesters. But what they're effectively doing is they're making it easier for child abusers to abuse children by encouraging children to go to places where there is a rainbow flag and all this other symbology and all this language around, which identifies homosexuals, which, as we say, is defined by these sexual acts that they indulge in. So what they're effectively doing, whether they're intending to do that or not, is they are putting the children at risk of being abused. And by getting the children to show their support for things that hopefully these children don't actually yet understand. But next they'll be saying, well, we have to teach them this. We have to teach them to understand it so that if they do it to one another, they do it safely. I mean, that will be the next thing, I think, that they will be doing with this, along with reducing the age of consent like they have done in California and in other places. Well, Ian Clark, representing the school, said, so you get this letter on June 19th and you see that it is about celebrating the things that make our family special. Mrs. Montague replied, it felt like it was lecturing me about something to do with British values and somehow we weren't adhering to British values. Mr. Clark said, you also say in your witness statement that the letter made a disparaging comment about the attitudes of parents. Where does it say that? Mrs. Montague replied, I just feel this letter was really trying to hammer into parents and drive into them something that has not happened before. Mr. Clark said, you say the letter is forcing you into the indoctrination of an LGBT lifestyle. Where does it say that? Mrs. Montague told the court, I don't know, I just felt a topic had come up. I clearly was not in the know about it, but this was the way, in my opinion, to try to indoctrinate it on us by passing it off that it was a part of law or a part of British values or it was a part of the national curriculum. It was trying to sell something that no one wanted to buy. And it's interesting that they don't actually show us a copy of this letter so that we can make our own mind up about what's being said there. Mrs. Montague is obviously having some difficulty at answering these questions when she's got a professional from the law profession who is asking her these questions, but she's effectively saying that she must have been accused of not adhering to British values by not supporting LGBT. I mean, that is one of the things that they're trying to say now. Britain has always been inclusive. Britain is a tolerant society. So therefore, they have to tolerate things that we never would have tolerated many years ago. Therefore, we have to tolerate things that were always described as a great sin many years ago. So they're really twisting what it means to be British. I mean, it always used to mean that you understood, you were tolerant of other people with different points of view, and we had lots of different eccentrics within Britain. But it was never applied to homosexuality. It was never applied to sodomy, things that were against the law before. Okay, it's not against the law now, but things that were always defined as a sin before. And, you know, they're trying to push the church into redefining that. So that's what she means here when she says this is not something that has happened before. And this is being forced upon the parents is effectively what she's saying. We've already been told this has been forced upon her. And the child had to be compelled to go along to this gay pride thing. And what she's saying here is they're trying to get at the parents by going through the children. But, you know, as we've seen before, they're really just trying to get at these children. And we see the results of it. I think 20% of Generation Z over there in America are now identifying as homosexual or bi-curious or not straight. Anyway, 20% of them. And it was always about 1% of the population before. So you've seen a 20-fold increase in children being confused about their sexuality after all of this propagandizing. I think she's quite right to bring this up. And we've seen Suella Braverman, the Home Secretary, has also said that people need to bring these subjects to court. Specifically, she was talking about the transing of children, but I guess it also applies to LGBT. This is part of the transing. So I'm glad to see that this woman is taking this to court. And clearly she's having some difficulty in expressing just what it is that is upsetting her. And I guess that is because of this law professional that is standing on the side of the school here. Grandpa, what do you make of her performance here?
Well, yeah, because I mean, the average person isn't experienced in these things. She knows what she's trying to say, but you know, see what you have here is you have this law person trying to do this word parsing and wizardry. Where does it say in the letter? Where does it say in the letter that what can you? Where does it say that? It doesn't say that here on this piece of paper. He's trying to hand wave and distract from the very part that it says all of this. It says all of this. When the headmaster of school told the lady she can't opt out, he's hand waving and holding up a piece of paper. I'm waving a tablet around. That's the noise. He's waving, hand waving a piece of paper and going, point on the piece of paper where it says that. Because he wants everybody to ignore the fact that it says that the minute they told her you can't opt out. everything he's trying to play here, and this is just, like I say, they're just doing word wizardry here. This is just legal word parsing. Where does it say on the paper? I'll tell you where it says it. It says at the minute the school told her, you've got to participate. You got to force your four-year-old to go along with this regardless of your views. They're trying to distract from that because that's the part they can't defend. He's trying to get over here on this other stuff. And again, you have to understand the average person isn't experienced that. People like us, man, that have been doing this for years and dealing with people like this for years, we understand the games they're playing and we see what they're doing here. They're trying to get everything off derailed, off on another subject. They're trying to get you over here where you can't win. Because if you stay over here on the facts, oh, where does it say on this paper that, again, it says at the minute the school told her she can't opt out, that you have to do this. All of the stuff he's saying that she's wrong about, he's trying to imply she's stupid. He's trying to imply she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's somehow misunderstood. But yet it was the school itself that told this lady, you have to force your kid to participate or else you have got to do this. You don't have a choice. Your beliefs don't matter. Your beliefs don't matter. You don't have any authority. We have authority over your child. We have sovereignty over your child, not you. Your child will celebrate gay anal or else. This is word parsing. And of course, she's getting confused because she's trying to answer the question because the average person, we're just wired this way. You assume somebody asks you a question and then somebody brings this up. You know, they're looking for an honest answer, but this is a dishonest person. He's playing word games here because they can't defend the ground of the school told her she had to participate. He's trying to point to this stuff to act like that's not what the school did, when obviously it was. If the school didn't force her to participate, there wouldn't even be a story here. There wouldn't be a lawsuit here. We wouldn't be talking about this. Hallelujah. But unfortunately, here we are. We're all talking about this. This is all in court because the school told her she didn't have a choice. You've got to do this. And he's trying to play these word games. It makes me sick. He's trying to play these word games. Where here on this piece of paper does it say this? It says it where it's not on the piece of paper. It says it where they told her she doesn't have a choice.
It's all implied that it's British values and it has to be done and all the rest of it when she's told, well, the child has to be there. It's obviously very important to the school. Reading from a blog published by the school on June 18th, 2018, Mr. Clark said, this June, the celebration of Pride is about learning about the diversity of our whole school community and tackling bullying. He asked Mrs. Montagu, as I understand, you don't have a problem of celebrating the diversity of the whole school community and tackling bullying? She replied, me personally, it's not something that I would celebrate. It's not something that I would choose to celebrate. I think it's good the wider community comes together and we learn and live together. I don't know if you mean celebrate as have a party. It is not something I would attain. And again, this is about the wording here, isn't it? They talk about the diversity of the whole school community. Obviously, what they mean there is homosexuals. And there shouldn't be any homosexuals at a school because you're talking all children that are under the age of consent. How do they know they're homosexual? A homosexual is someone who engages in homosexual acts by definition. They're somebody that is a sexual being that engages in sexual acts. So they shouldn't have any homosexual children within the community. And yet that is what they are implying here. And they are saying that it's a celebration of pride. It's a celebration of homosexual pride. That's what she is being forced to support by saying that her child would support it. And yet she personally does not support this. And we were never told, you know, tolerating things does not mean you have to celebrate them and wave flags and say how wonderful they are. It means you accept that those people have a different opinion to you. And that's not just what's going on here, because you have the sexual element as well, of course. Grandpa, what do you make of her response here?
Well, people will learn when you deal with these people. And this is a very good example of this. And it's educational. If you're listening to this show and you're listening to us talk about it, or you read the source material, this is a teaching moment, folks. Because again, the woman is kind of stumbling over her words. And it's not, you know, the average person would do that because you think people, you're trying to make an argument with somebody that's being disingenuous. Let me tell you, when you're dealing with people like this, you're having a debate, an argument with somebody like this. And this is what's happening here. You have to always understand they're lying. You know, they're coming. They're not bringing you a factual statement, and they want you to debate the facts. They're trying to distract from the facts. The truth is antithesis to them. They can't stand the truth. You have to understand that. So our lawyer here, with his word magic, he reads this line off. This June, the celebration of Pride is about learning the diversity of our whole school community and tackling bullying. Are you not against tackling bullying, ma'am? What is your problem? Do you not like diversity and bullying? And it forces this person. And again, don't make fun of her, because the average person would find themselves tangled up and confused. That's why they do this. It works. The statement he's leading off with is a lie. That you can't sit there and argue on those grounds, because the opening thing he's trying to get you to debate over, the premise is a lie. It's not about diversity or tackling bullying. They told this lady, your religious beliefs don't matter. You have to do it. If that is not bullying, what is? We celebrate diversity. Well, diversity means I have different views than you do. In this case, this woman says this is against my views. And they're saying, too bad, you have to do what we say. You have to agree with us. You have to understand these people are always lying. He starts with a premise here, the correct response. And again, I'm not faulting this lady. People don't have experience in this. People such as you and I and some of you, many of you perhaps listening, you know, you used to be on social media or whatever, you used to dealing with these people, and you learn to spot the lies. And they always start off with a lie. He lays out their statement as if that's God's truth. And then he demands that she defend why she's against this, because it sounds like this is a good thing. Who's for bullying, right? And of course, she stumbles up and she's having a difficult time here, because she's trying to defend herself from a lie when the actual truthful response is, but that's not what y'all are doing. You're not celebrating diversity. If you were celebrating diversity, you would respect my views. You'd respect that my views are different from yours. And you'd say, what harm is it to tell this lady, yeah, you don't have to participate? Was her kid going around bullying people? I don't think so. That's not alleged anywhere in the story. If you're celebrating diversity, why are you not respecting my different views? If you're against bullying, why are you bullying me? That would have been the correct response. And again, I'm not faulting this lady, because people aren't used to this. And that's why these lawyers, these legal people, work their little wizardry word magic on you and get you all stumbled up and try to make you look stupid. You know, this guy has this black woman on here giving statements, and he's purposely trying to make her look stupid. But you see, we're the racists, right? Yeah, I mean, you got to know, anytime you're dealing with these people, never accept the premise of the argument. You don't, before you ever debate with somebody like this or engage with somebody like this, take a moment, take a breath, and look at what they're originally saying. Because I can virtually guarantee you, every single time they're trying to get you to defend against a lie, you know, what they're presenting and they're trying to get you to move over here and fight on this territory over here is a complete lie. They're not celebrating diversity. It's the opposite. They're not countering bullying. They are the bullies. They're saying anybody that doesn't go along with this can't, you know, you're going to get in trouble. You got to send your kid to school. You've got to go. You got to send your kid to be indoctrinated by this, or else. It's like the whole business earlier. You know, talking about all of this gibberish about, oh, well, you know, do you not understand? And of course, again, she has a hard time. It's trying to distract. It was all of that, what she felt was being said, was proved when the school said the kid had to do it. You know, sitting there trying to point out over here, it's all a distraction. You know, when they have to use a lie, then you know who's in the right here. I mean, it's not hard to figure out. You know, hopefully, if this goes before a jury, they have some jurors that are able to rub two brain cells together, and they'll see really quickly, you know, who's the bully here and who's the one that's actually not celebrating diversity. This is a lie. They're not celebrating diversity. Of course, he puts this out here and tries to act like, well, so you're against diversity and I guess you're pro bully, huh? It's all a lie. It just makes me sick, man.
Well, she's the one that's being bullied, isn't she? She's being bullied into doing something she doesn't want to do. And all she doesn't want to do is something that people haven't wanted to do for thousands of years, up until they were propagandized into it over the last 20 years, I think. I mean, it's just in the last 20 years that all of this has gone from something that people have to be over the age of 18 to indulge in, so now we need to be propagandizing four-year-olds into showing their support for it. Well, Mr. Clark asked, isn't the school simply using the month of June to celebrate wider issues of diversity and tolerance? Mrs. Montague replied, I believe it is using Pride Month and other issues that surround that time to sell Pride Month. I think you can easily celebrate diversity without even having anything to do with Pride Month. Mr. Clark said, so if they did it on May the 29th, would we all be sat here? If they did any form of celebration of any sexual lifestyle, we will still be sat here, Mrs. Montague said. Mr. Clark asked, so the fact it is Pride Month is neither here nor there. Mrs. Montague replied, a month that celebrates sexual lifestyles is a problem in any month. So she really does get this. She understands exactly what is going on here, and she is objecting to exactly what she should be objecting to. I think she answered this one very well. A celebration of any sexual lifestyle for a four-year-old is wrong. What do you make of her response here, Grandpa?
She could. She's doing her best. And again, most people wouldn't do any better. But again, he's handing her a false premise. These people always lie to you. Always remember that. He says, isn't the school simply using the month of June to celebrate wider issues of diversity and tolerance? Her proper response should have been no. With silence. No. You see, because that would throw him off his whole entire game. She just simply said no. That the whole what he threw out there was to get her on this thing about what month it is. And that's what he tries to do here. And as you say, she does a little better job here of fleshing out what they're saying. He tried to change the topic here. This is always, you always know who's lying when they're constantly changing the topic. Now he's changing the topic to what month it is, as if that's relevant. That is not the issue here. And that's what she's trying to say. I think her proper, a better response would have been simply to not take the bait. Aren't they simply using the month of June to celebrate the wider issues of diversity and tolerance? No. Well, what do you mean no? No, I don't think that's what they're doing. Put him on the defensive to where he now has to explain how that's exactly what they're doing. He doesn't want that because he can't explain that's what they're doing. He can't say that's what they're doing. Again, that was all thrown out the window when they said you don't have any choice. It's just a simple celebration. Well, then nobody has to go, right? If it's a simple celebration, then you're not required to do so. They're big, if the courts do their job, the big hamstring for this guy's case, for the school's case, is the minute they said she had to do it. If they didn't do that, then they wouldn't be sitting there. They wouldn't be having this court case. And the fact that that's the big Achilles heel, that's the big elephant in the room here of this court case. And if the courts, again, if the courts do their job, this isn't going to be a hard case to crack. All of what he's slinging around here is to try to distract from the fact that the minute they mandated it and they said you have no choice, regardless of your views, everything went out the window. That's why everything you see this guy doing here, it's about distracting from that, because he knows if the court considers it on the legal grounds, they don't have a leg to stand on.
You know, it's interesting this bit here. She says, you know, it's celebrating sexual lifestyles. That is the problem. And I've heard leftists say, oh, homosexuality isn't a lifestyle. They don't get a choice in it. Gay pride parades are part of the homosexual lifestyle. That is part of the lifestyle, is having gay pride parades. So quite clearly, that is what this is celebrating. It is celebrating part of a homosexual lifestyle. So I don't see how they can take her down on that point. I think she's hit on a really good point there by saying that that's what it is celebrating, a sexual lifestyle. Well, Mrs. Montague is supported by the Christian Legal Center, who are suing the school on the grounds of direct and indirect discrimination. So that's discrimination against their Christian beliefs, victimization, because she's being victimized here and her son is being compelled to show support for a sexual lifestyle, and breach of statutory duty under the Education Act 1996 and the Human Rights Act 1998. And I guess it's the statutory duty there under the Education Act, which she is questioning about the teaching of LGBT ideology, because it says here it is the first time that a UK court will scrutinise the legality of imposing LGBT ideology on primary schools, and the hearing continues. I mean, that's quite incredible, isn't it? This is the first time they're actually looking at the legality of teaching about homosexuality to children, something that is defined by the sexual act. I really do hope she wins here. I do think this is a very important case, and I'm glad that we covered it today. Grandpa, what are your final thoughts on all of this?
How far have we fallen to where you even have to have a court case over this? Again, I don't know what the average age of the listeners, of you, the listeners, are. But, you know, I'm well into my 50s now, and I've got some historical perspective, and I just find it breathtaking that this is even what we're talking about, that this is even, you know, taken so seriously as a society that it has to go to court. They're going to have to figure out whether this is okay or not. I mean, it's just I find it amazing, Sven. And I think, again, I think it's a testament to how far as a society, how far we've fallen.
You know, it's really not surprising that some other countries in the world just regard the West as satanic when you have to take this to court to see whether you or not you should be teaching children about homosexual lifestyles. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.